Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you now? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you now? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you now? Nah. You think they really ready for you now? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you now? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you now? Nah. Thinking, Chris, shrinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking, honorary degrees from Lincoln, I cross borders like no Sheikins and do albums in a weekend, I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling, I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking, them lies and them liars, I still make flyers, I still ride bands and say MC for hire, I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place, mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face, then you got them rappers with that cold broke face, they torn around the world, then they going no place, my KRS one moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals, what a spectacle, they get mad when I say I and God are identical, you better get on your knees and praise them, these conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too, ooh, deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew, I'm known by all the kids, I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did, people don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid, me getting bullshit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did, from coast to coast, we roasting toast, I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close,
do
you think they really ready for you now? That there'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame, so they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn? So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through oh, the sun.
you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till I did heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Burning the south has the north sea. God of our weariness, God of our solitudes, thou who has brought us thus far.
I suppose you're not voting in the Democratic primary on March 21st.
Of course I'm voting. You're the one who always forgets to vote.
And I suppose you're voting for Bobby Rush again?
I guess so. Didn't you vote for Rush last time?
Not this time. Rush gets on TV a lot, but I can't think of anything important he's done in Washington. I just found out that Rush has the worst attendance record of any Illinois congressman. He's missed over 300 votes.
Bad news.
Hold on, keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, keep your eyes on the prize. is a chain of a hand in hand. So keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, my little hold on.
I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Y'all, how y'all doing this morning? Did you have somebody to hold you tight, or did you just wrap up in the blanket last night? Whatever it was, it sure was cold. Don't turn that heat on too soon, because I tell you, gas bill is high. I tell you, we don't know what's going on here, but I know something going on. I don't know whether the day that the sun's supposed to supposed to splash the sun and mess with your different electronics. Something's supposed to happen with the sun. It was yesterday or today. I don't know. But something going on. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I tell you, we're tired of beating our head up against the wall and working for someone else. It is so good to be back here this morning for several reasons. One, I'm not going to talk a long time about this man with his domestic violence, which is really terrible. Check his background. You probably find he came from domestic violence. I think I heard that something happened to his father and his mother or something. I don't want to repeat it because I want to make sure it's right. I think this is his father got shot in a drive-by or something, and his mother's a street person. I'm not sure about that. And the reason it's so much going on in our community. I just don't want to be spending too much time talking about Rice. Because it was terrible what he did hitting this woman. It was terrible that what she did, hitting him in the bar and all that. He's fighting. It's terrible. Both of them carrying on like that, but even terrible that he knocked her out. I tell you later. If a man hit you, draw some blood from him. My grandmother said, if a man hit you, draw blood from him, he won't hit you no more. He'd be scared of his own blood. My grandmother said, well, let no man hit you. And it's really bad when you see it in front of the children. I mean, something is going on mentally around here somewhere. I saw nobody said anything about this man who ran over this baby. Was fighting this woman, and the little seven-year-old boy was out there trying to defend his mama. He was fighting over there on Cottage, 70-something in Cottage last week. And this little boy, which tell you he used to violence, he was out there trying to defend his mama against this man. And this man threw the baby out the window and ran over that baby. Lucky the baby didn't die. I don't hear a lot of hollering about that, but that was some serious illness that we need to talk about, the violence and the illness we see and what we do against each other. And domestic violence and any kind of violence is all across all races and all anywhere. I got to find this thing. I don't know if you saw in the news in California when they found all this dirty money, boy. Whew, with so much money. They went and they went and these shops had this money. Like they had them in stacks written down by millions and they was having them. And it was in these stores in California what they found out. All these stores was like laundering the money. They called it dirty, and it was getting cleaned up like laundry. But it was really interesting because none of the black folks owned all that money. And it was drug money and other money, but we didn't own it. You know, we owned 50 cents still killing each other and swiping our link card while we out there on the street corner selling drugs. That show you we don't own too much of anything. So if you missed that, I want you to go look for it. It was in the Fashion District in L.A. Boxes. And I think that probably was where they're going to do a pickup and spread it because that was just so – they had so many federal agents going on there, and they had boxes of money. They call it dirty because the money's supposed to get clean, but it's from the major drug cartel. And that's what I was telling y'all there. While we be hollering and stuff, we can't stop the violence. I don't know. I forgot how many meetings it was, but – was in the fashion district, $65 million in boxes that they were spread out. And this is sometime in these stores in our community that usually how these stores survive is because they clean the money up, they say. And that's why kids be hanging around and doing different things. You know, we got so much stuff going on in our community. It's sad that when you take a community, you make it unemployed, and they be looking for anything to get some money from because they're not making any money. You just dehumanize a group of people. But Dr. King said a man can't ride your back if it's not bent. At what point do you straighten your backs up? So, it just, I don't know, that went unnoticed. And the reason I won't talk too much about Rice, if y'all call and talk about it, I will let you talk, is because here we have this brother making millions of dollars who have no allegiance or relationship to the black community. I think we got to stop pumping them all these black folks who make it and don't feel like they have a responsibility to rebuild our community. You know, when Sterling said, well, they be doing this. They don't go back and give to their community. We start hollering and screaming. Oh, yes, they did. They gave this. Yeah, you can treat our community like it's a social worker. But do you go back and invest? Do you go take a whole two blocks and say, I'm going to rebuild this, and I'm going to put up this social center. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to invest, and I'm going to get this money to make sure that community goes. That's the kind of investment I'm talking about, investing in our young children, not just coming in, treating them like some kind of social workers. A social worker attitude. I gave to those people, and you came from those people. So, I mean, I can't just, there's so much pain going on in our community. How do I get upset? And I don't like what this man did to his girlfriend who he heard been married, so she couldn't testify against him because you can't force a married woman to testify against his wife. And my question is, how do you didn't get married until after you, you know, whatever happened there. And I just think we spent, I was listening to a rerun of Sharpton on my way in, and people was calling, you know, he was trying to talk about some other things, and I spent, that's all we really talked about this week is Rice. And we missed some very important things coming up. We have an election coming up. I got to tell you the last day of registration. I think it's 30 days before the election, and I'll get that date for you. We have an election coming up in November. We have some major stuff going on that's going to affect your community. Major. Real major. And we have got to look at this and see what we're going to do. I heard a young brother calling in talking about it's a shame all them people there and they don't vote. Well, we can say the same thing here. You know, our voters are down, but I say people are down because they're disgruntled. And we got to figure out how do you make people feel a part of. When they go and they vote and they still be in the same situation. People don't come around until they want their vote. And then when they get in, and especially in our community, and then when they get in and out, and then they say, well, I got to represent all the people. I can't do that. I can't do this. They promise you the world until they get in. And once they get in, they can't even work toward doing what they said they're going to do. You just a number. You just, you know. And so that's why people are disgruntled. People will vote if they feel like it's going to make a difference. So we got to figure out how we're going to do this thing because this election coming up in November is very major, very major. And you know, I was it's sad because I was thinking about how do you take a people and have them so down and under that you give them a few dollars to go work against themselves. They just work against themselves and you give them a few dollars. Well, I'm just doing it to get a dollar. Here, take these dollars and go. I'm going to give you each signature you get. I'm going to give you a dollar, and then you got a bunch of folks sitting around round tabling. What is a round table? That's when you sit around, and you pass around the poll sheet, and different folks sign the poll sheet, and then you turn it in. And then those folks need to get knocked off the ballot. Somebody challenged them because they're getting paid a dollar a signature. It's 25 names on a signature, and they want to get some money. So what do you do? What do you do? You go out here, and you get folks to work against themselves. I remember in the last election that I ran in, we had a shelter at 57th and Perry that where we put me in this bed and really tried to find them jobs and everything. It was the Washington King Resource Center, named after Harold Washington, Dr. King. And I remember out there and I saw some of them brothers, what y'all doing out here? Oh, we just trying to make a few dollars, though, Tim. We with you. I said, well, it doesn't matter whether you with me or not. I'm just trying to see, do you understand what you're doing? Yeah. Just a few dollars, and they going to pay us this. And I'm looking now. Here's some brothers we put to bed every night, feed them, try to find jobs for them, clean them up, deal with them. And because somebody's going to use them to pay money to go out there and get some stuff. So now it's a vacant lot over there. So, you know, now you got to huddle somewhere else if you didn't get anything. It's like it's a double-edged sword. It's an insult. You have people so destitute that they'll work against themselves for a few dollars just for a day with no long-range plan or long-range example. Just let me get these few dollars. Right now we got so other people on another level, a little bit higher. They get money. They taking money to work against their interests. And these folks are scared folks away. I was telling folks, now, this money that the governor gave to people to work in their community that they said they was going to work in, and their organization applied for the money, they went in. Well, he got a few people who might have done something wrong on purpose or might have accidentally done something wrong. But the vast majority of the people didn't do anything. But they done scared these folks so much. They got millions and millions from the government. You don't even hear them out here working or knocking on those doors or talking about we need to put them in. Yes, we didn't do anything. We're working. Father Flake might have been the only one I saw came out and said, no, we didn't do anything. We work for this money. We have a right for it. And he came out. Our people just get scared. They get real scared. They get so scared and they just go somewhere and hide. One of the things I was talking about to some people the other day is the bandwagon effect. Not the planning effect, but the bandwagon effect. If they think it's cool or somebody's all over the place, people be knocking them down and take pictures, they'll never, ever come up with things of their own to take pictures with and invite folks to. It's somebody else's stuff. So maybe I can be seen with it. They take, and it's a bandwagon. If somebody's up today, you can't get, they'll be knocking you down. But if somebody said boo and stomp their feet, they go somewhere and hide. Profile and courage. And we have got to stop the bandwagon. We have got to begin to plan. It's a planning effect. If we don't, in about another one or two election cycles, especially in Chicago, you see what happened in Detroit. Blacks are going to be in major trouble. A lot of our folks sat down there and allowed them to draw. You need to look at these maps. They drew these boundaries, your state, your federal, and your local. They drew these boundaries where you're not going to have those representations anyway of black people. And those people in those offices, you have nothing to lose but to work on behalf of your people. Because they drew those maps, we're going to lose senators, state reps. We're going to lose aldermen. The third ward go all the way down to Roosevelt over to the lake. Second ward go all the way to Fullerton. Then you get some of your senatorial wards. You just look at this stuff. We lost and other folks gained, and I don't understand that because our numbers is higher. And you have people saying, well, we lost so many people, they moved out of them projects. You call them projects, I call them development. And you really don't stop. You just repeat what other folks say. You don't do no research. And I think people who are going to be guiding folks and disseminating information should do research and know what the hell they're talking about. Because then one person said and the next person repeated, and then it become law. So we have got to stand still for a moment. You know, the Chinese community is moving south. In my house, you see, in Gunnabo State Street now, they done bought a blocks and blocks. They done bought a bunch of stuff in the gap, everywhere else. And what we want to do is get in when we fit in three or four day. The thrill. You just want a thrill. Doesn't that mean it's like, well, if I can make it myself, it doesn't matter whether somebody else make it. I can be part of this. No, you can't. As Dr. Anderson talked about group economics, group politics, group everything. It's all about groups. And everybody identified, that does not mean that you don't work with other people, but you've got to have a base and a race. That's the way it is. And the black race, who is the mother of all people, is sitting there just wanting to just, did you hear about this? Let me go over there. You know, it's a bandwagon effect. We got to stop this darn bandwagon and get serious. Dr. King didn't join a bandwagon effect. Malcolm didn't join a bandwagon effect. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not join a bandwagon effect. SNCC, CORE, none of our people joined bandwagon. Reverend Bevel, Diane, you know, Ella Baker, Jim Lawson, our people didn't join no bandwagon effect. Hatchet, They used to be up in Gary. He didn't join a bandwagon effect. You know, it's like when we were trying to work to get Harold, folks said that we could do it. We were fighting Jane Byrne and mobilizing. A lot of folks didn't even, they were scared to put on the button, still fighting and working for Jane Byrne. It's so funny. And because they thought Harold wasn't going to get in. But what it looked like, when he got, because the masses made a decision, those people who didn't believe and who was talking mess knocked everybody over. And a lot of them took those positions with no commitment like Harold had, no understanding, no nothing. And when Harold died or was whatever happened to him, they went on and became operative for some other people. You go talk to them, because it was not sincere. They were just there holding on those positions because it was the bandwagon effect. Y'all understand? But when Harold could not get an office for the primary downtown to run his office, and we gave our office, the Parent Equalizer gave their office right next to Running Steakhouse. We gave up our office for Harold Washington to have one. But after he won the primary, he was able to get an office downtown, and those who were somewhere hiding, scared to wear his button, started knocking a lot of other folks, a lot of us over. Get out the way. I got this. I got that. And if they really had it, once Harold passed away, if they had just kept that energy going, you know, in terms of our community, if they had kept, if they keep the thought pattern, if they, where they are today, if they have the thought pattern that Harold had. Just food for thought, y'all. Just trying to make y'all understand what's going on. That we have a lot in our community to do right now. The schools, we have a right to an education. Education is not a privilege. It's a right. Voting is a privilege. You know, we have to fight for the right to get it. Education is a right, and we, in our community, we don't understand that. We allow them to do anything to us. The fact that we have over there on 51st Street, Walter Dyke, a school that's named after one of the greatest men in music, music teacher it was, been closed down because it's real estate, y'all. It ain't got nothing to do with number of real estate. If you look at why all the schools are closed down, it's all about the real estate and what the plans are. How you going to have a school with 12 students in it and no resources? Those parents ought to sue. The educational violence that's going on with our kids, it is hard and difficult for a parent to get their children in a decent school if they're not part of something already got. Every school should be decent. So you got your education, your economics. While people are, whether they got contracts, whether they're hired in these different government offices, what's the ratio? We talk about Ferguson. Look at Chicago. How many black police officers do you have on the force? And if you have black police officers on the force, how many is committed to black people to make sure we get equal justice? How many black folks we have in leadership on the police force? Detectives, sergeants, lieutenants, patrolmen. Other people are moving their people forward based off of our model, and we are moving backwards. So we got a lot to do, y'all. The election, the last day of registration for the November election will be October 2nd, 7th. The petitions are out now for some people. He already got his petition, but he's going to still get some more if y'all want to help him. He got them locked up in stocks and bonds. He got his. Karen is getting petitions. Rahm Emanuel is going to pay you to get some. So don't be telling these people you can't help them because they ain't got no money. You got to do it based off the principle. If you, even if you want to help the mayor, it should be off the principle, not because he's giving you 50 cents. You know, but anytime you're sitting mayor and you can't get nobody to do your petition, you better take a second look. Maybe all them folks at City College will get his petitions and run them since they keep messing with us. They'll stay out of court mess with us and get their petitions. But so the petitions for... if you're going to run in city government, it's now. You're 17 years old. You can register right after the election. You can register now. You're going to be 18 before the November election. And then right after November election, you can register again if you're going to be 18 before the automatic mayoral election. And that election is real, real soon, y'all. They got a file from the Board of Election on November They got a foul no earlier November 17th, 2014, and no later than November 24th. If you plan on running for a city office, that's not long, y'all. The 17th of November is the first date. The 24th is the last date. Now, when you, and so if you got that, you have to do that. February 24th is the primary election. April 7th, 2015 is the general election. For mayor, you need 12,500 signatures. We recommend you get three times that amount. You can do it no more than 90 days prior to the election. And that's already happened. We'll be getting petitions already. Theo Reddy's announcing today. You can go online and see his video. He's announcing a day down at East West University. Karen Lewis had people over at St. Paul last week. She said she wanted to get the petition because she raised some money. I understand Theo Reddy and them raised a few million. So we're going to get both of them. I'm going to try to get Karen on one day and Theo Reddy on one day. I'm going to get 30 minutes apart. They usually go on Cliff's show, but I'm going to try to get them on my show so y'all can get a chance to talk to them. So you got Karen. Karen haven't officially announced. She said she's not sure she's going to run. We'll see. She's got some criteria there. So Karen got to get her petitions, and she got people out there that's moving around doing her petitions. And I feel ready well now today. So it looks like we got something going on, y'all. If y'all want to go and support Feel Ready down here, be at East West University. If you want to get Karen, I'm going to get a number and information where you can call her and go get her petition. Whatever you do, you got to be involved, y'all. You got to stay involved because our communities are going down so fast. I think in another 4 or 8 years, we're going to really be in trouble. Okay. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about here today, education, politics. If you talk about rights, I'll let you talk about them. But, hey, I'm tired of talking about all these people who don't give nothing back to the community. It's a shame what happened. That girl sitting around here like all these new women don't wear no drawers, no underclothes. They need to start putting some on as a reason why you wear underclothes to protect your bottom. You get knocked down all day long. You see her butt because they don't wear no underclothes. I don't know what's wrong with this new generation. They don't understand that was a reason for you to put on underclothes. It was to protect your body, the most precious part of your body. Okay? But it was a disgrace to see that, and I didn't like it. Don't like it. Draw some blood from them suckers if they hit you. They won't hit you no more. You know? And also look up the Asians. The Mexican cartel was linked into the money scam in the fashion district in L.A. It was a lot of money, y'all. The dirty money, so you can know. Okay, this is Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. I'm here every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 right here on this great station, WVON, the voice of the nation, the voice of the Negro, the voice of the black folks, the voice, every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. We are streaming live on www.wvon. Our number is 773-591-1690. We also on iHeartRadio. You can hear us on iHeart. Take us wherever you go. A lot of you tell me that you listen to me on iHeart. We're on WVON.com. You can listen to us on that. You can also go to Blog Talk. Type in Coffee Tea and listen to me on Blog Talk. Or you can go to Jimmy Lee Underground. You can find me under there. I bought time on my son's Blog Talk, so that's where I'm under him. You can find me on there. Facebook, group Facebook. You can get us there. It is not 6:30, so get your coffee. Wake everybody up. Tell them we talking, y'all. We are talking. We get their coffee, get their tea. I'll be right back. Come on back and talk to me. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The sounds of Jimmy Early.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I'm loving you more each day. But the word got in my
do it no more.
can't sing no more sad song. Hey, Curtis, this supposed to be your night, right? Let's have some happy time. Brian, I'm gonna give you a count off. The rest of y'all come in when I tick, right?
What the hell's he doing?
1, 2, 3, hit me! Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop, bop, bop. Yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me!
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay in your seats. We're back live in 2 minutes.
And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Teach me another one, Dad.
Okay. A chick in a car and a car won't go. That's the way to spell Chicago.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Mic check, 1, 2, big poser coming to you faking it ever. Got no more games since I got with the juice. No cruising with my friends, they cut me loose. Now my coach is hating, parents keep berating. Good thing my team's still behind me saying... Hey, yo, what happened to my teammates, man? Yo, where y'all at, man? Come on, man. I thought we were family.
Ugh, don't be a poser. Hear more at don'tbeanasterisk.com. Brought to you by Ad Council and the U.S. Olympic Committee.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I can help the next customer over here.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Let's see. How to keep your child safe. Child-proofing your home. Child-proofing your yard. Child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard. Well, I'm guessing you have a little one at home.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you must take good care of her.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's see. Parents' Guide to Safe Toys. That's a really good one. Parents' Guide to Safe Foods. Parents' Guide to Safe Safety Products. Parents' Guide to Parenting Guides, Don't Throw the Baby Out with the Bathwater, and other safety tips.
Of all the things you can read about keeping your child safe, the most important is attached to the back of their car seat. Read the instruction manual and learn to use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly.
Parents' Guide to Telling Other Parents How to Raise Their Kids.
To learn more, go to safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch, the next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
It's out of sight. Hello out there to all of y'all who are listening to me over there. My little brothers and sisters on the west side, I know y'all listening. We got a lot of work to do, y'all, a lot of work. You know what's going to be interesting? These young folks stop for a minute and go get registered. But don't be used. Please don't be used for no few dollars. Y'all got to go to this article. I think it was on NBC. The Asian Mexican cartel and the Arabs, a whole bunch of them. All that money in the fashion district, they was getting ready to just spread out and to clean it up. It's interesting because we be talking about crime in the street and folks killing each other, and sometimes there'll be our people popping and beat them folks and messed up them folks' money, and them folks come pop them. and pop their family, make their family, make them suffer and stuff. There's a lot to go. We're dealing with so much stuff in our community. But we just follow and follow. And there's a group that hope that we stay asleep during this next election. I tell you, Ronald White said he don't believe in social programs. So y'all, if y'all got some social program, if y'all children, y'all involved in some social program, which we all are at some point, just know that he don't believe in it. I also want you to take a moment and look at Tribune streaming live where you had Runner and Governor Quinn. Ooh-wee. Y'all need to look at that. That was an interesting debate. The Quinn said, don't play with me. I'm not to be played with. He slapped Runner all upside the head, y'all. I think that's the first taste Runner got. I wish they had more than one debate. I know they got one in October. I wish they had another one. I sure like to see that. That was an interesting. The Tribune editorial board was streaming it live where they had both of them. It was a cat fight, y'all. Cat and dog, raccoon, you name it. It was really something. So I ask all of you to go to streaming live on the Tribune and watch that so you can see. And also look at this other stuff about this drug. We are in the middle of an election, y'all, here in Chicago. And don't want y'all to forget it. And I want to, you know, I'll talk about it at 7 o'clock hour maybe, to those who represent us. You know, the elected officials sometimes might be responsible for the low turnout in terms of our people or why they feel disenchanted. So you need to just re-examine. You all might not want me saying this, but you need to re-examine what happens when you get in. And what do you do to keep the energy rather than just getting on talking? I think that I was telling somebody the other day that you can't get angry with the Latino, Hispanic, whatever community you want to call them, because their representatives work on their behalf to build their schools, their businesses. They use all the resources it is. And that's what government is about, resources. That's why you have representation. They're supposed to go there and represent you. Every group that get an office, they leave their community better than it was before they came in, except our community. And it's because some of our people see this as a job rather than service to the community. And then they begin to try to keep their job. It's like, okay, this is my job to go to every day, and I'm going to do what the person tells me to do. The master tells me to do this, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to go cut some ribbons. If something exciting happens, I go try to take credit for that. Versus, this is my community, and how do I rebuild this community? How do I make sure the resources that's legally and lawfully ours come to our communities, wherever you are, whether in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, California, Ohio, Detroit. That's how Detroit went down. But how do you rebuild? How do anybody allow every representative that represents Dye should be screaming about the fact that there's only 13 kids in that school? If you got the state, you got the state and the city need to be hollering. And let me tell you, state reps, take that power. I want the black state reps. I heard Johnson talk 1 week about, or was that Jesse? He was telling some of our state reps, we're going to hold you over, you know, we want you to oversee what's going on. Well, I would say that, and I know we got some now that is not scared. Those who are not scared, they should introduce a bill to take that power back from Rahm Emanuel. The state legislator gave the power. They gave the power to Daley that gave total power to Board of Education, asked you to take it back. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com, our number. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on www.wvon.com. We're on Blog Talk. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and a lot of. So if you want to tune in, tune in. If you want to talk, let's talk. Let me go to the phone. Gwen, how you doing this morning? Gwen? Good morning, Gwen. Is my phone's all right over there? Hello, Gwen. Okay, Gwen gone. Anita, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I was looking at Martin Jr. on Reverend Al's Politics Nation last night.
I missed that.
He said something really nice that I think is so practical. But I think our people need. You know, our history isn't being taught in the schools, you know, and some of our misguidance, our parents just don't take the time to think it's important enough to pass on tradition and history, and that's good, and they need to because it's very important, and then it's not taught in the schools. So it's not fair to us that we pay taxes and our history isn't being taught and our children.
Not only
is
our history not being taught, Anita, it's not fair that we pay taxes and our schools are down in the dumps. We have a right. We need to sue this country, sue this city for neglect the country, how they're doing what they're doing with education in our community. Hey, they're destroying us. It's like you're talking about genocide. You're talking about destruction. You're talking about violence. The most violent thing you can do is have children in school and don't have the right resources, and those teachers are getting paid to teach, and the Board of Education is there getting paid to make sure you have the resources, and they're my tax dollars and yours. We need to be upset, Anita.
And here in North Carolina, the Senate race, they're talking about exactly that between people that are running about it not being enough resources, but yet one of the Democrat guys is giving the tax breaks to the people with the yachts and things like that. So they're discussing that here, too. But I wanted to say something. Did you hear about George Zimmerman's new situation that he's gotten himself into?
Tell me about
Well, I don't remember all the details, but he actually told some guy that was in the car listening to his radio that he was going to come and kick his, you know what. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up showing up at the guy's job. Okay, yeah, he said he was going to kill him or something, and he didn't press charges, so the police let Zimmerman off. So this is saying that we really need, I think we need a presidential person that can carry on after President Obama, and I still say Jonathan should run, but maybe Martin Jr. need to run with him as vice president.
They ain't going to elect him one. They ain't going to run nobody black. They ain't going to elect no black president for a long time, and we'll talk about another time. Anita, these are not feelings. Let me explain something to you.
Okay.
When a black person come to a black person house, a plumber mess up, they take all black plumbers. They give us a chance. They still deal with us as first, one, and only. That's why we don't have that many black folks in the Senate. I'm telling you, that's where the power is in the Senate. They're still micromanaging us. There's still a hidden hand that's messing with us, and there's a lot of things still going on. Okay, Anita, thank you. I hope you. How are you listening online? Okay. Well, okay. Keep listening. Okay.
Okay. What about the person with the underwear? You say the girl didn't have her underwear on.
No, I was looking at this girl when she fell out. They keep showing this picture. You see her butt, and I'm saying there's
right.
A new generation of black women who don't wear no underclothes, and they don't understand that's not sanitary and that's not healthy. Thank you, Anita.
Yeah, and their dresses are short, too, and they sit on chairs. That's not good.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I tell you, this is really something. Gwen called back, so let me see what she wants. All the lines are lit up, y'all. Y'all hang in there. I'm gonna take mostly calls today rather than talk a lot. Gwen, how you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Ms. Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, I want to, you know, I know you created, I want to, a couple of points about political, I want to say something about education, but I know you created some kind of ordinance in the city council about businesses who had profited from slavery, and
I
was just wondering, does anyone know, does Ronna or
Ronnie.
Any of his family members profit from slavery in any way? And also, for education, I wanted to ask, I know that Ronna doesn't have any kind of political experience or anything for any elective office, and I just wanted to, it's my thought that if he does win and Rahm is one of his best friends, then Rahm is going to be running the city and the state.
Yeah, well, we hope Rahm don't
the
be.
The next thing on education, I just want to say that one very important point about education is that we don't have the proper mandatory curriculum in our schools. If our children are not being taught what they really need to know, when they graduate, they don't come out and become productive members of their community. They graduate and become progressive as an individual, but they do not graduate and become productive members of their own community, and that's the point
that
I would like for you to comment on.
Thank you. There's always there's a reason, I'm telling you, that what she's talking about is certificate. You know, you do a financial disclosure when you do any business with the city of Chicago, and the certificate regarding slave era disclosure. It's number six on the economic disclosure statement, and it said check if the undersigned must disclose below in any attachment is after they required information set forth, and it talks about whether or not they had any business. It's called Chapter 292-585 of the Municipal Code of Chicago. That's it. Chapter 292-585 of the Municipal Code. And I'll talk more about it when I come back. But the question is, are they still doing it out here? No black folks talking, no black all of them talking about it down there. What is Rahm Emanuel doing with his friends? He's making sure that the slave era disclosure law is upheld. I would think not, because the railroad is taking all the land over on the west end of the ward. So I don't know what they did with the slave era disclosure ordinance. That's the name of it. Okay. We're going to talk about this fashion district and all this other stuff when we come back, because I only have a minute before break, and the board is lit up, and y'all stay on, because when I come back, we're going to go straight to the phone. We're going to be talking to you more and see what you got to talk, what you want to talk about.
Live from the
This is Dorothy Wright Tillman, Coffee Tea in a Conversation with Us. With me at VON 7735-916390. Streaming live at www.von.com. We're on Blog Talk. We are on iHeartRadio. And we're also on Facebook. Wake up everybody and tell them to get their coffee and get their tea, folks, because the next hour they'll be talking to them and we're talking about everything. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
In small towns and big cities, from coast to coast and around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather with purpose. Hand in hand, they come together. They may be strangers or they may be friends, but they are all builders of hope and homes. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, dreams take shape, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Through their time and talents, Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping change lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even changing their own lives as well. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, please volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
WVON.com, the website. Check it out. The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
Radio. I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. The U.S. will continue to fly surveillance missions over Syria this weekend as efforts to form a coalition of nations willing to fight ISIS continue. In his weekly address, President Obama talks about an ongoing campaign to fight the Islamic terror group.
What's needed now is a targeted, relentless counterterrorism campaign against ISIL.
Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Arab state leaders in Cairo this morning. Minnesota Vikings star Adrian Peterson turned himself in early this morning on charges of child abuse. Peterson was booked near Houston and released on $15,000 bond. Police say the running back used a branch to spank his son, leaving marks on his back. He has been benched by his team for this weekend's game against New England. This morning, police across three states are searching for a gunman who shot and killed a Pennsylvania state trooper inside a police barracks near Scranton Friday night. A second officer was wounded in the shooting. This is NBC News Radio. The medical director at the clinic where comedian Joan Rivers went into cardiac arrest during a minor throat procedure no longer works there. NBC's Katie Turr has more.
Dr. Lawrence Cohen is out. The news confirmed by the Upper East Side Clinic today, which said Dr. Cohen is not currently performing procedures at Yorkville Endoscopy. A gastroenterologist, Dr. Cohen, reportedly allowed Rivers' personal ear, nose, and throat specialist to examine the 81-year-old comedian in the operating room, though she was not authorized to practice medicine at the clinic.
Bart and Lisa Simpson were among the stars at the Hollywood Bowl Friday night to celebrate 25 years of The Simpsons. Producers of The Simpsons say they weren't exactly bowled over at the idea at first.
Somebody recorded me saying yes at one point.
And we sort of just nodded, and I guess that was an agreement. That was very exciting. We're doing 3 nights at the Hollywood Bowl.
The Simpsons Take the Bowl featured music and stars from TV's longest-running scripted show. I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News Radio.
There's a fire you get in your belly when you're working on your car. Nothing kills that feeling like a dead battery. Either way, the job's got to get done. Buy any new battery online at advanceautoparts.com and pick it up in-store in just 30 minutes. Like a long-lasting Autocraft Gold battery, engineered with power frame technology. Job's done, and you can tackle your next big project. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com now to learn more.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
On the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, we'll bring you conversations with today's top newsmakers discussing everything from politics to pop culture, and we'll look for answers to some of the major social issues confronting America today. So join us weekly for solutions-oriented radio on the Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, Sunday night from 7 to 9 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Parent Power Chicago is a nonprofit organization that connects parents with the resources and support they need to help their children succeed. We know that when parents take a larger role in their children's education, that their children succeed. Finding the right school is another step parents can take. That's why Parent Power Chicago is sponsoring the first citywide school fair. All types of public and private schools will be there, even e-learning and homeschooling tools. The Chicago School Fair is supported by Chicago Public Schools, the Illinois Network of Charter Schools, and the Archdiocese Chicago Catholic Schools. Parents do have more choices, and here's a great place to check them all out, from pre-K through high school. The Chicago School Fair is free. Be there on Saturday or Sunday, October 4th or 5th, at McCormick Place, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Don't miss it. For more information, call 773-907-2777 or visit and register online at parentpowerchicago.org.
This is a reminder for Cook County residents about preventing West Nile virus. West Nile virus is transmitted through a mosquito bite. People over 50 and those who suffer from chronic disease are at greater risk for illness. Mosquitoes breed during hot weather in small pools of stagnant water. They rest during the day in weeds and long grass and are active between dusk and dawn when they are most likely to bite. West Nile virus should not be taken lightly, so protect you and your family by following the three R's: remove, repel, and repair. Remove standing water around your home. Empty standing water in pet bowls, flower pots, old tires, bird baths, baby pools, and toys where mosquitoes can breed. Repel mosquitoes by applying insect repellent with DEET. And when outside between dusk and dawn, wear light, loose-fitting clothing. Repair or replace torn screens on doors and windows. For more information about preventing West Nile virus, visit CookCountyPublicHealth.org. Brought to you by the Cook County Department of Public Health.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-853-5621. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-853-5621. That's 1-800-853-5621. Call 1-800-853-5621.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Yeah.
full of the blame that the dark has got caught. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of a new season, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road
difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go over, and that means, and I've seen the promised land. I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get there. God allowed me. You can't just go to the mountaintop now. You got to be allowed to go. And you're allowed to go based off your spirituality and your work. And Dr. King used to always talk to us about mountaintop experience. You have to really understand a mountaintop experience. It's not about talking. It is very spiritual to have that experience. It's a place where you go in your mind, where you meet and you experience God and you see visions. It is really deep. And he thought that once we got there, he might not get there with us, but people like Rice and all these other folks, they would bring their money back. That's why I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this other stuff. We got a lot of stuff to deal with. It is 7 o'clock, wherever you are, in the country, in the city, in the state, in the world. I see some of you driving by the station. I see y'all driving by. Courtney, Ebony, whoever, and wherever you are, to take that deep breath, because that might black enough for you, it's going to come up for you. Is that, you know, I want you to take a deep, deep breath. Real deep breath, y'all. Because it's 7 o'clock. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Y'all said, Dorothy, why you do that? Because black folks got to understand that they belong to something. You are part of the African race. Is it black enough for you, Courtney? I don't know. Our computer's a little slow today, so maybe we'll go on without it if Courtney can't get it. Is it black enough for you? Black, 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 black. Okay, we're back, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 1690, WBON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wbon.com. Our phone number, I tell you, 773-591-1690. Once again, y'all, 773-591-1690. But you can also go to Blog Talk, and you can get us, too. And you can listen to us on iHeartRadio. You can also listen on Facebook and group Facebook. I want you to listen because this is Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with me every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. We open up this classroom to teach, to learn. We teach each other. We want to go back to the phones. There's a lot of stuff going on this morning. Phil Reddy is announcing at the East West University. He's announcing running for mayor. He got his signature, but he wants some more, y'all. Y'all can see him get some more. While everybody else is paying for theirs, trying to get theirs. He's announced today. He looked pretty good this morning. I saw him on the air. He also got a video that he streamed that he's announcing where he's running. And he's off and running. He's not talking about running. He's running. He done raised his money and he's running. And then we also have Karen Lewis, who was over to, she had, at St. Paul last week where she had you to join her and to help her get petitions together. So we're going to have someone, somebody against. Romney, man, look, we don't want these frail candidates to come and mess this up. It's going to be Karen, it's going to be Fear Ready, we have to go. Now, Some of these folks gonna get paid to get stuck in the race. So I said, they make their living by running and they get their money. And then they run and they mess up something. We're not having it this time. You know, last time when we had Ambassador Bronze running, Patricia Watkins ran. Now she's senator. I don't hear nothing from her. I want her to call me and come on my show one time. She'll be a good person to introduce that bill to ask them to, I'm going to call her, to give the power back to the Board of Education. But I really don't hear. Y'all don't even ask nothing of her. None of these folks, really, but you don't hear nothing. I saw Senator Hunter and Monique Davis, Collins, and some other folks over at Push with the young men who won. I didn't see her. And that don't mean that she's not doing nothing. I just want her to call and tell me what she's doing. So we can't let folks just throw it in. Now, we got the players, a lot of money getting thrown around, and because people are broke, they work against themselves. Please don't work against yourself. You have to October 7th to register to be part of this election. If you're running for anything else, you got to get your petitions in, and they got to be in. If you're going to run for something, you got to have those petitions in order to get them. Now, you can't wait. You got to have me by the earliest is September, November 17th, and the latest is November 24th. And then you go through the challenging period. And you got that going on. I mean, these folks are out here. Talking about running to somebody. I'm running for something. I start running for the border because I don't want to hear from nobody hardly who calls himself running. Because the question is, we got to have a litmus test. What's going on with our community right now? Who's doing what? How everybody's doing? We also talked this morning about the Asian Mexican Arab Island cartel had all this money scam in the L.A. fashion district. You can go online and look at I think it was NBC. They had them folks lined up with all that money. Never seen so much money, y'all. Stacked $1 million that they was gonna put through there in laundry. So it's really kind of interesting. It's real, real interesting. Also, someone just told me that that Clarence McLean, you know, those who know Clarence McLean, who was with Harold Washington, Clarence had been with Harold forever. Clarence McLean, a funeral is it today or tomorrow? I'm going to get all the information. It's Thursday. The wake is 10 to 11, funeral thing 11 to 12. I'm going to make sure of that. Is Taylor Funeral Home have the body so you can call Taylor to see, okay? What is this Ebony just gave me? The Chesterfield Community Council of the 8th District is going to have a Silas Parnell College Expo today. Saturday is not September 15th. What is this, Ebony? What is this you gave me? Ebony gave me something. This is the wrong date. You better come back in here and give me this, Ebony. I don't know what this is. But anyway, we all knew Silas Parnell. We're going to talk about that one day, about people like Silas Parnell and Vernon Jarrett and Cornel Davis and all, Dick Newhouse, all these darn folks. When we're talking about Dick Newhouse, Cornel Davis, and all the folks who really used to work hard for us. So we're going to be talking about that. But then we go back to the phone because we got a lot to talk about. We got the election to talk about. I'm not talking about it. I think we're going to spend enough time talking about Rice. I think what I want to do is before we really, really get into it, I want to challenge you to be a bridge over troubled water. I want to challenge you, come back, Evan, challenge you to be a bridge over troubled water for our community because right now we're in trouble. We got to be willing to be that bridge because as we go through this water, y'all, we need a bridge. And are you willing to be that bridge? Bridge for our children. I'd rather be talking about Jackie Robinson than be talking about Rice. I think that athletes should hold higher standards than that. So I'm asking, she forgot to get the music. That's all right. We got to get our Bridge Over Troubled Water for our children. I'm going to play Aretha Franklin, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then I'm going to, y'all like that music. I'm going to hold it on for 1 second, and I'm going to come back to it as we get past the intro. I think I'm going to go to the phone. Is she ready? Okay, put it on hold, Courtney, until we get past that. I'm going to come back to Bridge on Troubled Water as we get past a little intro. Then I'm going to go to y'all for a minute, and we're going to talk just for a minute, okay? Joyce has been holding a long time. Joyce, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Okay, I'm calling because my son, Charles Brown, was murdered by the Harvey Police Department in April. He was a unarmed, productive young man.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be protesting in front of City Hall today, justice for Charles Brown, the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
My son today, and it may be somebody else's son tomorrow, we need to stop these police crimes and hold these policemen accountable. They are killing our sons. This is police brutality and genocide.
Well, so you know, they said one of the hardest things in the world, Solomon Burke said one of the hardest things in the world is for a parent to have to bury his young. That's a feeling that no one knows what it feels like unless they have to bury one of their young.
Yes, ma'am. It's a hole in my heart, which will never go away. But mm-hmm. I'm asking all to come out and support the Brown family and pray for us. 1 o'clock, City Hall, Harvey.
Okay.
That address is 15320 Broadway.
Okay. Thank you,
Joy. Justice for Charles Brown the Fourth.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy. That's really something. Let's talk to Blackman, who wants to talk about the L.A., that district. You saw that, too, Blackman, on the air?
Wasn't that something? Yeah.
Okay, you got you on the air. Talk. Stop eating.
Hey,
talk. Are you eating something?
I'm in my truck now.
Okay, well, go on, talk. You're on the air.
I've noticed this phenomenon. As I pick up all around this country, I pick up a lot of produce. Years ago, when I started to pick up, it used to be a diverse workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I pick up today, all of these production plants and factories are owned by Hispanics or East.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ask the question, where do they get the money from to purchase these plants?
Mm-hmm.
At first, they used to be picking the produce. Then they took all the jobs on the docks, and now they own all the plants. Where is all of this money coming from? And then you just had me thinking when you asked the question, well, what do these politicians do when they get into office? You know, why don't they do anything for the community? Because a house divided cannot stand.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only race of people who don't embrace its underside.
Uh-huh.
You know, meaning the Asians, they got their triads, whatever they call them. The Italians got their mafia. But all of these entities work together against us.
Yeah, and we just see that's one of the things we have to do is group economics, group politics, is all of that we have to understand. I was on I was calling the telephone company the other day about a bill, and I had someone said, "Where are you?" I wanted an American. They said the call had been rerouted to Philippines. I mean, when you make your phone call, you get phone calls from anybody now. They're not even. We don't even have jobs here in this country. They're rerouted. They're rerouted.
Yeah.
You get these voices, and they're not our people. They're from not even in this country, you know. And that's some sad stuff. Okay, so you said the money they got that money from places like that cartel, huh?
I just asked the question.
Okay, thank you so much. You all gonna have to look at that and NBC. Most folks haven't touched it. I don't know the fear or what, but that was a lot of boxes of money. But that's their game. We are y'all out here talking this stuff. I was telling somebody that they were saying we need to get together like the Chinese and all these other folks and rebuild our community. And I was telling somebody when I was alderman, you learn a lot when you're down there. The Chinese community didn't build their community over there in Chinatown all by themselves with just their money. They got a lot of government subsidies and stuff, land and money and tips. The Greek town got a lot of money and subsidies. Puerto Rico over there with Gutierrez, they got a lot of land, a lot of subsidies. Their people are getting your tax dollars to rebuild. Our tax dollars, just like our own personal dollars, does not come back into our community. It does not recycle. We have to get angry about what's happening to our children. Anytime we're going to allow them educationally to have inferior education, so their minds are so messed up. All the new immigrants and folks who are coming here are stepping on top of them like they're nothing because we got them on a mind that's messed up. I was looking at Durbin. Somebody told me, Durbin going to be in the 6 weeks or so. All the thing Durbin talk about is, you might see him, he's standing with Gutierrez. Now he's coming to the black community for votes. He's standing with Gutierrez. Gutierrez rolled our backs until he got where he wanted to go. And now even when the public housing got torn out, he ran over and got him some vouchers. So he's fighting for his community, he's fighting with. But I don't know nothing major that this man is doing to fight for black people. I tell you, Maceo, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. You got that exactly right about group politics, group economics. We've got to do that. When you go back to the great Oscar Stanton DePreece, who became the first alderman of the second district here in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
the first congressman here
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, the second ward was all African American, and he was able to do great things for our people, and he was for our people. The same in New York with Adam Clayton Powell Jr. when he became city councilman, when he became congressman. Harlem was African American.
But you know what people forget about Powell, about Adam Clayton Powell, who was a great man because he's he was our ally in the civil rights movement. But you remember now, Rangel was from the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Rangel, the congressman, is there now.
Mm-hmm.
The people in Harlem ran Rangel against Powell. So he was used. Everybody think he's so super black and he this and all. He was used to displace Adam Clayton Powell. So
yeah.
We should not. See, we forget those kind of things. And the powers to be came down on him heavy.
And you are absolutely right. And the same thing is going on today with the zoning. And then you have an influx of whites from the suburbs coming in.
Oh, they're not all from the suburbs. They're being repopulated from outside of the country.
Oh, that's true. Absolutely.
Most of these folks who come in our community, they're mm-hmm. repopulated from other countries. And they come here with the authority, like they have the authority. They come here. I tell folks, I said, they come to this country. People come to this country looking for the American dream, think they have a right to it. And we sitting around thinking we don't have a right to nothing. And we got to still be begging.
And but you know the thing is that we when we you know because of the zoning and stuff like we don't as you said take that political block in the sense of a group effort we don't strategize about it. Voting is a tool, one tool, but we have to be very efficacious about using it for the benefit of ourselves. You know, we have to get out and vote, for one thing. We haven't been voting here in the city on the local levels, on the state levels, for a long time.
That's
what
I tell folks. You can't criticize Ferguson because our numbers are just as dismal as Ferguson. But there's a reason because folks think that voting doesn't matter, and that's what happened. I don't think it's apathy. People are disenchanted because they think, okay, I go do it, and my situation is worse. Because when we are elected, we have a responsibility to show our community that it does make a difference, that we owe our allegiance to the community.
It does. And the thing is that you look at Reconstruction when we had all of those, we had a lot of African-American congressmen, state congressmen, legislators. We had one senator, and they were very, very successful in getting a lot of things done. But the thing
you also had another mindset then. Black folks understood that you work on behalf of black people. And something happened to these black folks. These black folks make it. They run away from us, and they start saying, I made it on my own. You know, that's why I'm not talking about this Rice man. I don't know none Rice have done for the black community.
Oh, no.
Hurry up, man, because my board is lit up.
In closing, people like Romner and stuff like that, you know that he is against the minimum wage hike. Raising the minimum wage. Public education.
And social programs.
So why in the world would we want to vote for somebody like that? And the thing is that what we need to get together, as you said, and vote collectively and wisely and bring about a change.
I think you're right. And I'm calling on Quinn to come to the black community and talk to us. Folks need to come talk to us. Everybody needs to talk to us and say, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm doing it. You know, and most folks are going to vote in our community are going to vote. We need to have some kind of little town hall meeting in the black community. You know, black folks are going to pull him out. That's who got to pull him out. And like I said, I've seen him in the community. He's been around in the black community, but he needs to come back again. I've never seen, you know, Durbin over there. I mean, anytime I look around, he's standing somewhere with Gutierrez, talking about immigration. Okay, Kenny, how you doing?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I agree with you 1,000%. Brother Maceo, he was on it. Durbin is with Gutierrez. Gutierrez, I saw him in Macy's water tower the other day. Somebody came up to him and tried to engage in a conversation about politics and black community, and he walked away.
Well, that was Durbin?
No, I saw Gutierrez.
Okay.
He was looking for eyeglasses at Macy's the other day.
Okay.
Here we go again, Dorothy. I mean, I don't know. Doc Walls, again, back in the mayoral race.
Doc Walls, when did he get in the mayoral race?
That's the rumor. He's flirting with
Doc not going to do that. I don't think so. I hope not.
I hope it's not true, and I hope he doesn't because, you know.
Oh, I don't believe that. He just lost his daughter. He's really trying. And then Doc Walls moved to California?
I'm not sure, but they were putting it out that he's considering.
Oh, I don't think Walls going to do that. He know how serious this is for us right now.
Yeah, I hope
I hope it's not true neither.
Because, you know, Michael Sneed and Carol Marie, they're going to tear it. They're going to take him to the woodshed. But I think Karen Lewis was waiting to see what Fioretti was going to do because they're kind of going for the same target demographic vote.
Well,
we don't want him to kind of slide in, but I'm with you on this. You're 1,000% right. These folks are scared. They're being paid off. You see, Rauner putting $1 million in a black banking firm, so to speak. So he's trying to battle vote. And he's bold with it.
You know what's so sad, Kenny, is what hurts me is that.
Is what Rauner is doing, he will be lynched.
Yeah, what's sad is that for us to sell up our birthright for some soup, I don't care who it is, whether it's Ron or anybody, we should really begin to ask people what is here, what's going on, to just serve. I mean, you got people out there running around, they be getting petitions, they're working against their own stuff. People don't have no respect for our community because they think they bought the election. And they think we paid for us, so go somewhere and sit down. And that's what happened.
That's
Thank you.
Doing.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's what they think. They think they bought the election, and they tell you to go somewhere and sit down. I tell you, Angel, how you doing?
Well, I'm black, and I'm proud to be unapologetically black.
All right, then.
Listen, I want to tell you, Dr. Elder, listen, I got one real question for you and two real suggestions. I want to congratulate you for what you did about the slavery disclosure thing.
Yes.
And I think that we should build on it. And you know what? I have a challenge for you, two of them. But the number one thing is, Sister Dorothy, it's not a rhetorical question, but it's something for us to think about. Why don't the Indians vote? You know why? Because they chose separation. But why do we as descendants of slaves pay the reparations? Because we got to reexamine this thing. Really think about that. Now, listen, would you please consider having a political priority empowerment hour just once or twice? Well, have Dr. Claude Evans come on and kick it off, Dr. Dorothy, because power numbers is really the key. I read the book. I'm excited about it. We got to have
Power Numbers is a very good book. Black Label, White Wealth is a very good book. You can go to Powernomics and order his books. It's very, very good.
I understand that. You're right. I agree. But I'm just saying the blueprint, I'm telling you, listen, about the political revolution, we got to have, Dr. Tillman, don't you think it's time for us to recognize we need to have our own independent political black party? And not only that, don't go from the bottom up talking about representatives and the mayor and the alderman. Why not have the Indians got a United States Bureau of African, of Negro Affairs?
Well, Angel, one thing we got going on now, the Freedman bill that Dr. Anderson and a lot of us have been working on, this country will not even recognize the black freedom. And so we are still fighting. We are fighting now.
Why do you pay them taxes?
Yeah, so it's really something. Thank you, Angel. We're fighting now the Black Freedman bill. It got put on hold. It's all in court for those blacks who are supposed to be getting some of this stuff that the Indians are getting, and they're not allowing it. This country just sat down on it because they think that we're a flash in the pan. That's what they think. Fahim, turn your radio down, Fahim.
All right. Let me get right to the point. Good morning to you and the family.
Good morning.
What prompted me to call was when you talked about you'd rather talk about Jackie Robinson than talk about the football player who beat up his girlfriend and that was caught on video. Let me say this. Until black men organize, the black community is doomed. Black men went to the Million Man March 20 years ago. I've been the only one to remind the community about that oath, that vow, that pledge, that promise that the whole world saw them black men take.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember that day because I was part of the National Committee for the Million Man March. And if you notice that day now, no crime happened nowhere in the community, in the black community that day.
Well, it was a beautiful event, but yet, like I said, that was 20 years ago, and coincidentally, Trayvon Martin was born in 1995. Jordan Davis, the boy who got shot by the racists who didn't like his loud music, he was born. born in 1995.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the boys that were born in 1995 that have grown up, and that they should be inheriting the legacy that of black manhood, they're being slaughtered in the street. Now,
of course, you know, let me just say this, that one thing about black people in this country, when any of us, as we move, we know the enemy, he comes and they make sure that they disrupt any kind of thing we're doing, and they get in the middle of it and they try to destroy it so they can continue their path. Because once black people as a whole and black folks understand that, and our black men, we do need, the black women and children in this country are the only ones that's not protected by their men. Every race protects their women and children. And it goes back to slavery, where we've had to take a strong stand and as women in moving, but you're absolutely right, black men have got to. But how do you separate the wheat from the chaff when you're going to stop these black men from being afraid of these black boys? They're afraid of these boys themselves, for I mean.
Well, can I say this? When we look at the pattern that is emerging, Zimmerman was turned into a folk hero. We see what's happening in Ferguson. Like I said, that man down in Florida shot that black boy and claimed he didn't like his loud music.
Right. And also another young man got killed in St. Louis during the time that they was down there protesting Mike Brown.
Yeah, I saw the video. The video was all on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, you got to understand something very real, Dorothy. Other men don't let little boys with sagging pants run their neighborhood. That's why they
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why they let him lay in the street. You know, their attitude is, you know, come on over here with your camera and take a picture of this boy. See, my point being, like I said, it's against the laws of nature. And let me say this finally. A lot of the stuff, Dorothy, that white people do, Dorothy, it ain't racism. White people fight white people. And see, black people get, like I said, black men got to stop being these crybabies. America was founded because white people did not get along in Europe.
Right.
It was the French against the Spanish, against the British. You old enough to recall in the 1980s, every day in the news we heard about the Irish Republican Army. They were blowing themselves up.
Well,
okay?
I've said, Fahim, I have said on this show that if you look at it, we do have violence in our community, and I'm not condoning that. We have got to stop that. And it's just unnatural for us to be doing some of the things we're doing. It used to be that when you heard a crime, you knew whether it was black. But when you look at the statistics, these whites are killing themselves, killing up each other more than really the data on us. But they don't keep data on them. And, yes, they
well,
are.
Well, can I say this? Mm-hmm. White people have white-on-white crime, Dorothy.
That's
you know
what I'm talking
called?
About. Mm-hmm.
Dorothy, you know what it's called?
What?
It's called World War One. It's called World War Two. It's called the Napoleon Wars, okay? They have white-on-white crime, okay?
But they have crime right here in this country. They blow up a lot of houses. They stab kids. They do all kind of things. But you got to understand that the black community have internal, external problems that we are fighting. And they have to keep us so depressed and hopeless that we can't come together for him to think about what you're talking about, to fight what's going on with us. And
well,
that's what we got to get past.
Can I say this to show you how God works? And this is what keeps me, keeps my faith. We all saw the Jackie Robinson team. It's no coincidence that they emerged at the same time we were talking about the tragedy of Michael Brown.
Right.
And the national dialogue
right.
about so-called black-on-black crime. And then all of a sudden, these world champions emerge. And that shows what happens when our boys have men in their lives to coach them the way men have coached boys since God made Cain and Abel.
Right.
Okay? This is what we have to have. This is why they're sagging their pants.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling out for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the Jackie Robinson, that was a sign from God if there ever was one. Because, like I said, other men are not going to deal with this what's called immaturity. You know,
well, I want you, Fahim, I got to go to some other calls, but we have got to. I'm looking for you and other men to call on black men to take a stand, not to stop peeping behind the curtain,
well,
out there rodging behind some out there talking about hoodies, marching behind some white, some of these white politicians for dollars. Give me the dollar, the hoodie award, two or three this. No, black men take over block by block, go to your schools, and we got to make sure we have what we're supposed to have, our streets and everything. As a black woman, I welcome it because I want to
well, we,
feel real good with
you
out there doing
it. Once an hour a week, we can talk about black manhood and how we can improve our relationships with our boys, our women, each other, our community, our public. We got to talk about men because...
Well, one thing about the nation, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, all of these brothers, whether you're talking about Crow or any of these brothers, they are really, they have a solution. I know I have one of my granddaughters go to MUI. She's 8 years old. She's reading fifth and sixth, and I saw some little brothers running around there trying to make sure she's in the car, make sure she's protected and things like that. So we have got to take that. I agree with that.
Can I say this?
Hurry up.
Because I'm wondering why the brothers in the nation are still standing in the middle of the street selling bean pies while the Mexicans are pushing carts in the on the
sidewalk.
Well,
I think we can talk about that one day, too, because I have a kind of disagreement with you as to why they're selling bean pies. So
let's talk about
you also, they might have carts. But you also got to understand, they can have carts, and they don't have to have no sanitizer or nothing else. There's two sets of rules, and these black brothers, I'm not going to say anything about them selling no bean pies, because I'm glad they're out there.
No, I said in the middle of the street, Dorothy.
I understand, but we'll talk about that. What you selling?
Can we talk about this once a week on your show?
I don't know about that. I'm not going to commit to that.
Why can't we talk about manhood on your show for a week?
You got a lot of shows. We'll talk about it sometime, but you can't tell me I do it every
because,
week.
Because, see, black media, y'all got the voice of the people.
Yeah,
now,
I understand, but you're talking now.
You
I want to know what you're selling.
Have you heard of the My Brother's Keeper?
Yeah, I heard of My Brother's Keeper.
Well, can we talk about
I heard that? You on Chris, on Cliff's show, then Kendra's show. Okay, I got to go. I'm not going to, Saheem, see, that's another thing. You want to one hand say, we got to talk about manhood, and I go tell you about what those brothers are doing at MUI. We got a lot of little young brothers who are not necessarily Muslim. They're Christians and other people who are now, who came from the street, who went over to MUI, and you should see their grades and see how they stand up and how they're doing. The minute I mention as an example, then you got to start talking about what the brothers sell and what's this. That's the first thing we got to do, black men. That testosterone, whatever you got running, you got to go somewhere and sit down. But we'll talk some more. Thanks for calling. I want to say what we got to do. We all got to be, Brother Fahim, is bridge over troubled water for our children. Aretha Franklin. Don't trouble the water, y'all. We have to all be the bridge over troubled water for our children. A bridge over troubled water, y'all. We got to be that bridge. We got a lot of troubled water going on now, economically, politically, educationally, all kind of things. Our babies, our community, we are under attack, our boys. Oh, our boys getting killed, our girls are too, y'all. This young lady got raped and put in a trunk. I think the brothers defined that brother and put a whooping on his head. Brothers go out there and find that man who raped that girl and put her in a trunk. Black folks need their own police force. That's part of the bridge over troubled water. Police our community. Take that sucker and stomp him to the ground. I know Dorothy Tillman said that. You gonna rape this girl and put her on the trunk. We will talk about that more. Come on, y'all. Hey. My hat's off to the brothers. Well, they sell the bean pies, whatever they do. Stand up. I tell you. Stand behind Jonathan. Jonathan Jackson is being one of those bridges over here. Fighting the school system. We got a lot of fights to do. So when you need a friend, look around. Our community got to be able to look around and see that bridge. We have to be that bridge. I had a bridge when I was growing up. Where's the bridge? In the troubled water. You won't drown. I'll be there. That's what those coaches did for the Jackie Robinson team. The brother who didn't have nowhere to be, he's bridge over troubled water, sleep on my couch. Come on, y'all. It's our communities, our babies, you know. It's our babies. Getting them to hold on to their dream is making you be a bridge. Aretha Franklin, y'all. Hey, y'all, bridge over troubled water, Aretha Franklin. Bridge over troubled water. Miss Huntington, how you doing this morning? Are you one of those bridges?
Good morning. Yes, I am a bridge.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Wonderful. I'd like to talk about a couple of things. Senator Durbin was at Brown Sugar Bakery.
Of course
last
he's going to come
night.
To the brown sugar and the black sugar, too. His buddy ain't been in the community before now.
Yes, but he was there with Alderman Sawyer. I had sent him a message that he hadn't been in the black community, but he was there. And I went there, and there was Mr. Roosevelt Varnio from the Greater Chatham Alliance
okay,
was
get
there.
Uh-huh,
and
us,
so
uh-huh.
was Rage, Age of Birth.
But, what did he say, Ms. Huntington? So we can,
huh?
What did he say?
I will tell you that my first statement with him was, I have been calling your office to get a meeting with you, and I have never been given a meeting. I have sent you information. You have from our organization, the National Silver Hair Congress, and no one has responded. He said, "Wait a minute, we got to sit down and talk."
Of course, because it's election time. That's why y'all talking,
huh?
It's election time. That's why you talking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. But I've told him about the time that for the last 10 years, I have been trying to get a meeting with him and have him talk, respond to us, and I told him why we were having the violence in the community. He does have a young man, Joseph Tenayo, now, who is an African-American, on his staff, and I told him it was just time. Now, I told him about the education program. I said to him, the Democrats have to sit with you and get a platform for education.
He's going
to
agree with everything you're saying this time because he's
up for
re-election.
I know he's going to agree with it, but mm-hmm. I'm going to sit with him in the next 2 weeks, and we are going to talk about this and get a commitment from him.
Well.
Now, I think, I know he has to agree with me now, but, and I said to him, when are you going to have the Jackie Robinson Little League in the...
Hurry up, Ms. Huntington. I got a lit up board with 15 minutes, and I got...
I know, but I just wanted to tell you that.
I want to hear about it, but I just
got
a board.
I can tell you more, and if anybody wants to call me and ask me, I do have Mr. Tenayo's number.
Okay. It is
312-353-4952. Anybody can call him. And he will respond.
Okay, thank you. Of course they're going to respond because he's over there now because he's running for election. When Durbin was running for election, he was all over our community. He came to our ward meeting, went down to Liberty. He was everywhere. And that's the thing is that we have this flash in the pan, one moment of excitement. He'll come over here. And his biggest thing have been immigration. I mean, of course he is. I mean, people make their own mind, but that's what I mean by this flash in the pan is that these people come to our community just before the vote. And, of course, they do. I can do this, I can do that. And then they don't take us serious because they come for a moment and make us feel good. Not necessarily talking about you, Ms. Huntington, but they make us feel good for a moment until they get our vote, and then they vanish. You know, he don't have to come back for another 6 years. You and I, either way, you know, 6 years you come back. Yeah, okay, yeah, I want to, yeah, come on, this is the person you talk to. We got to do better than that. And every time I turn on TV, we're talking about immigration with Gutierrez. Tommy, how you doing?
First of all, Ms. Dorothy, let me morning to you. I can't tell you how much I admire and appreciate you and your efforts and what you bring to the airways.
Thank you.
Know, Ms. Dorothy, the thing that gets me is that we're in this trouble because we will not listen to individuals like you.
Mm-hmm.
We will not listen and appreciate or support this radio station like WVON. And the thing that really kills me, Ms. Dorothy, is when we believe that our community is so far gone that people are not out here trying to enlighten individuals who I just completely say are absolute fools. I mean, it's just the bottom line to it. And I'm tired of
Well, you know what, Tommy? I've said on this show that there's a lot of folks out here working. They'll have you thinking about as doing things that you lose hope. And I know how hard you work. There's a lot of folks out here working in this community. We are really working.
Yes, ma'am, and I just want to leave you with this. I'm tired of people talking about Jackie Robinson West as if they are some epiphany or stuff, instead of recognizing that the league that these kids came out of, anybody in Chicago would enjoy going over there and watching not just Jackie Robinson, but the kids that are in that particular league, not only there, but the one that's over on 127th in Michigan and stuff. You would be surprised to see the character and the absolute discipline coming out of our black kids, which dispels the myth of how we as black adults raise our children or the integrity. And then maybe Miss Tillman, they would recognize that some slaves were picking some cotton and had one dream that we would come a time in the day that we would be exactly like we are now. But I'll be doggone if they thought that we would be as dumb as we are. Bless you.
Thank you. I think we're going to be all right. I think we're going to be just fine. It's we just got to understand. We can't let folks think we can be played with. Sometimes all folks want is attention. And they come and give us this little baloney. And then when they give us this baloney, then they, you know, let me see what this man wants. Dave, how you doing?
Yes, good morning. God bless you and blessings to all the Buffy Villain family. I just wanted to know what stratagem could be and should be used for, I want to say, Mayor Anaya, Amara Anaya, because I don't know how somehow when you spoke of Dr. King and when he had that mountaintop vision, but when I first heard him introduced by Chandra Gill, it seemed like it was a spark there. It seemed like there was something I seen.
Well, I didn't spark. I've asked her to, you know, she's from Nigeria. And those girls went missing in Nigeria. I have yet to have her discuss the missing of those girls in Nigeria. Also, the Ebola, there's a lot of problems going on. So, I mean, you got to be able to, when African-Americans was talking about the problems in Nigeria, I have yet to hear her to talk about that. I have to see who she is or what she is. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say anything about her or anything, but there are some things I've not heard her talk about.
Well, yes, that we don't know, that, you know, what we don't know. But I'm sure there's things going on in the Congo, even before current times, you know.
But I would think that as an African, as an African, I would like to hear her talk about some of the African problems. Because we're African-American, even though you're from Nigeria, they got tribal stuff, all kind of stuff going on. She's from Nigeria, and as African-American, those of us, or descendants of enslaved, we're talking about it, and we're committed, but I would like to hear some of the stuff she said. Thank you so much. Call again. I just want to hear what she got to say about some of those things. Valerie, how you doing?
I'm okay, Alderman. How are you today?
I'm all right.
I was, you know, my whole thing is I had made my mind up back when Durbin and our governor mistreated
Durbin was really.
There's no way in the world I could ever in good consciousness vote for those two guys. Mm-hmm. I am not voting for either of them.
Okay.
And you're right. Now I see him in the black community, and I just keep thinking about that. Picture keeps coming to my mind about how he did Roland Burris.
Well, because he knows that if he get around black folks and pat him and talk stuff, they're going to be doing that. Now, I have that about Durbin, but in terms of Quinn, when I look at Ronald, I look at Quinn, I have to think about some other things in terms of Quinn is more local, and Durbin is national politics, and he's dealing with immigration and other things. He's not dealing with anything national relating to black people. I'm talking about not a personality in terms of what he did to Burroughs, which I didn't like, but in terms of what is he working on nationally on behalf of black people. I know that Claude Anderson have that bill about the Indians in while he needed to sign off to make sure the Freedmen Bill for black people. H.R. 40 is up there. There's a lot of things that he's not doing. But then when I look at Quinn, I see some of the things that he's been doing in relation to black folks when it comes between Quinn and Ronna. Thank you, Valerie. Those are just the two things when you look at it. I just want to know, don't come tell me what you're going to do somewhere else. That's what I look at. What are you going to be doing? I don't, I don't want to. Rick, how you doing? Rick?
Hello?
How you doing?
Yes.
I have a comment on the violence campaign that the radio stations are carrying out. Put the guns down.
Yeah, so I don't even participate in that. You know why? Because white folks are picking them up. I think people who have
well,
the evil folks gonna get the guns. The good folks, you put them out, you're in trouble. They running crazy all over down in Ferguson and ran out of guns.
Well, I mean, they haven't told me I'll put the guns down, but at Simeon High School, they closed down auto shops. So you're going to put the guns down, what, you're going to pick up the wrench?
Well,
they had the state legislature had to threaten them to make them open up the electrical shops.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, these
And then you look over at what's going
on. Candidate Bronner.
Right, and you look at what's going on over at Dyke School with 13 kids. Our education system is really messed up. This stuff is so messed up, it's going to take us a while to kind of straighten this stuff out. I've never seen it so messed up, y'all. Just get everybody registered. We got to do something, Rick. I'm running out of time. We into our 30 minutes.
What's interesting, I just like to ask some of these pundits that are bringing this thing up. It's just like what they used to say about when white people got discussing black people. And the question was that, well, what black people do you know? I'd like to ask some of these pundits, what teenagers do you know and are involved in their life? You know, okay. Besides your children, because that's really, you have to get out there and interact.
You
got to
get out there and interact. You absolutely, you got to get with them. We've got some great children. Thank you so much. We're into our 30 minutes now, 30 seconds now, because we're going to have about a few minutes. Barbara, how you doing?
Okay, I've been waiting for hours.
Well, a lot of folks wait, Barbara, to just talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, talk.
Okay, we talked about music, jobs, and politics. Very important subject. Music is soothing, healing. It increases learning. It's profitable. And I heard the Freedom Riders say at DuSable Museum that they were threatened by the white folks. And the white folks came into the church they were in, the sheriff. And they started singing, well, I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. So music is important. And they tried to destroy us by taking music out of the schools.
Yes, they have taken music out of the
schools. And I want our men to have more than one job.
Mm-hmm.
I met a garage attendant, and that man was in his 60s, and he said that was his only job. Come on now.
Okay.
Y'all got to have more than one job.
Uh-huh.
And plus you can have your business.
Okay,
politics is so important. I encourage the young people to vote. I sat as judge of election at the last primary, and I didn't see any 17-year-old, 18-year-old walk in the booth.
Okay.
So we have to get our
We got to get them registered. We got to get on the case. Thank you, Bob. We're running out of time. Thank you so much. Okaluku.
Hey, how you doing, Nubian
right.
Queen?
Thank you. I'm fine.
Look, real briefly, we have to understand the coalesce all what has been the people that's called in, Dorothy,
mm-hmm.
yourself, all your views. We have to consolidate it on one thing. We are at war, a psychological war.
Yeah, there's a war. War is being waged against the black community. That's right.
Right.
And psychological and physical.
Right. And if we take what you say and everybody, that makes them a little more understanding of what we have to do, the seriousness of it. And briefly, what? Somebody might say, well, we at war. Who's our enemy? The enemy is any group that tries to disenfranchise another group and keep them from their inalienable rights. So we have to put that out there. You do a beautiful job, but we have to make sure. And the psychological warfare, Dorothy, is worse than this bombing you do.
Oh, yeah. When you see how they're messing up our school systems, what they're doing to our children, how they lying
right.
and making us think, giving us hope, making us think we're no good, that
right.
all our folks are killing each other, we're scared to walk out. It's fear. It makes you immobilized. We
right.
don't have anything to fear but fear itself. Let's move on.
Right. So if you know you in the war, you know you have to do that. And we can't allow them to use psychological warfare. See, we've been captured. Okay. So we
call me back a little bit earlier next week, and we'll continue this conversation, okay?
Okay, baby.
Thank you so much. Thank you, all. This has been really, we have enjoyed you. Thank you for calling. Don't forget that they got the expo today, Sunday the 13th, Saturday the 13th today. At the Chesterfield Community Council, they're going to do an expo, a college expo. So get on over there today at the Tully Park Theater House, 500 East 90th Street. That's today. That's this morning at 10 o'clock from 10 to 2. Also, Clarence McLean, very good friend of Harold, played a large role. A lot of y'all know Clarence McLean. He passed. Called Taylor Funeral Home to get his arrangement because I think I was told that his arrangement is next Thursday at 10 o'clock. I'm not sure, but you all can call and you can find out. Don't forget to support the Harold Washington Culture Center. We're still in our battle, and we need your help and need your support. Don't forget to go register and vote. Get the facts. Don't forget we got a lot today. Phil Reddy is having his announcement at East West College down there in North Loop. Karen also have us petitions moving, and Ron Emanuel, he got money online for you to get something to get his petition. So I tell y'all, we added today. And I'll see y'all next Saturday. Dorothy Wright Tillman, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me every Saturday. I'm here talking to you. Class is over. Not classes. Class is over, y'all. Make sure you show back up to class next Saturday at 6 o'clock. Until the end, reparations now.
Kidnapped from my land, locked and chained. Brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave. I've been shackled and locked in chains. But somehow my soul remains. But is it over now? Over now.
I am an existence. You African descendant. Walk to your shores, vault your wall, tell your business. Beat me till defenseless. You did this for 400 plus. In the bottom of your ships and at the back of your bus, you'll find us with a black face embedded in stuff. Survivor us of America's clutch. Enough is enough. Give us our just due. Just you didn't feel it. If we configured for every crime that was committed and every bigot that got acquitted. And meanwhile and on exhibit was a black neck from a tree. We probably be millionaires equal share across the board, able to afford to rebuild and restore. Ignored was a black slave put to death with promised land on his mind and free on his breath. It's only correct, America, you cut us the check with a whip, wounds and flesh, and the disrespect for every black that was strapped with whips, for every piece of cotton picked till our fingertips turned bloody, bigger than money. Reparations is about compensation. It's time that you pay the way for your slave occupation. Most of the African was built by us.
The talk of Chicago and the voice of the